Welcome back to a brand new Masechta. We are up to Maseches Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Sukkah. So says the Mishnah as follows. Well-known halachos to the beginning Mishnah over here. Sukkah shehi gavoa l'mala me'asrim amah. If you have a sukkah that's above more than 20 amos above the ground, so psul that's going to be considered invalid. But Rabbi Yehuda machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says actually no, that's going to be considered kosher. B'she'ina gavoa asar tvachem, and similarly, the opposite case, let's say the sukkah is too small, the sukkah is not even 10 tvachem high, b'she'ina shalosh tvanos, and it doesn't have three walls, and the sunlight is greater than the shade, psula. In all these cases, the sukkah is going to be considered not kosher. It's going to be considered invalid. Sukkah yeshana. Let's say you have an old sukkah. What's an old sukkah? So we understand that a sukkah that is old is considered one that is made by a person way before the holiday of Sukkot, and it seemingly was built without the intention to use it for the mitzvah of sukkah. So Beis Shammai posted, Beis Shammai say, you can't use a sukkah like this for the holiday of Sukkah. So Beis Hillel makshirin. But Beis Hillel say, no, it's going to be considered a kosher sukkah because the kavana of how it was built does not necessarily make a difference. Ve'ezo hi sukkah yishana. And what's going to be considered an old sukkah? Kol she'asa'a kodem l'chag sholshim yom. If you have a sukkah that was made more than 30 days before Sukkot, because people aren't thinking of Sukkot yet, or in the middle of the summer, no one's thinking about Sukkot. And so therefore, if you build a sukkah, you're presumably don't intend to use it for the mitzvah. But if you did make it for the sake of using it for the mitzvah of sukkah, then even Beis Shammai would agree that if you build it at the beginning of the year, meaning the previous year, almost a year before Sukkot, like the previous November or whatever it is, then it's going to be considered kosher since it was built with the necessary kavana that you would need. Okay, that was Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis now continues further. Ha'oseh sukkaso tachas ilan. Someone makes their sukkah under a tree. Ki'ilosh asab sukkah bayis. It's like you made a sukkah inside a house, meaning it's not good. Sukkah al gabe sukkah. If you have a sukkah that was built on top of another sukkah, ha'al yonak shir, the top one is going to be kosher, but the bottom one is going to be considered not kosher. And Rabbi Yehuda says, im ein diurin ba'al yonah ha'tachtonak shir. He says, if there's no one living in the upper sukkah, meaning essentially that the upper sukkah is not even fit to be lived in, so therefore it's not really a sukkah. So therefore the bottom sukkah is going to be considered kosher because it's covered only by kosher schach and not by another sukkah, and therefore it's going to be considered okay. That's Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel, but for now have a wonderful day.